You are listening to the Living Greater Podcast, and I am your host, Arn Allamond. Together, we are building a community of people helping others to live greater through fitness, nutrition, and health.
Hey everyone, thank you so much for joining in today. So it is Memorial Day 2019, and my name is Arn Allamond. I am your host of Living Greater Coaching. And I am on my way right now to my favorite box in the city of Boise, which is CrossFit E3. That has been my home for about 2 years. And we are going to celebrate Memorial Day and remember the fallen by doing the Hero Wad Murph. Hero Wad named after Lieutenant Michael Murphy. And lost his life in action in Afghanistan. It's a brutal workout, but it's an amazing workout and a workout that we can all do to some extent. And so I'm going to touch on that in a couple of minutes. But before I do that, I wanted to touch on what this workout means to me and kind of my first foray into it. So, tell you what, my first year of CrossFit, I had a few kind of, I don't know if this is a word, but I'm going to make it a word right now, epiphical experiences. Epiphical would be the experience of having an epiphany. How about that? So you can log that down in your urban slang dictionaries, and you don't have to give me credit. I'll just rest in the fact when I hear it come back around that it started with me right now. But, I did, though. I don't know how many of you have listened to my origin story, and actually, I don't even know if I have it in there, but my first experience with CrossFit was actually on Easter Sunday three and a half, maybe 4 years ago. And I had actually gone out to meet a friend. It was more of a business meeting, and I was meeting the owner of the gym that day and stuff. And as I drove into the parking lot, I saw a bunch of these crazy yahoos with barbells on their shoulders, and they were walking around the building. And, you know, I was just like, whoa, that's crazy, nuts. And then I was like, wait a minute, why are they? Oh, you know what? I get it. They're like, you know, it's like kind of like the cross. And I was like, that's wild. And I went inside and looking around, you know, and if you've ever been into a CrossFit gym, it can be a pretty intimidating place, even for a fitness aficionado. And so so I had a little bit of that intimidation going on, because it's dusty and dank and dark and all that good stuff. And I look up on the wall and on the whiteboard, and they had the workout written, and the workout was Fit for the Cross. And I just thought, wow, that's amazing. I mean, I was revisiting my walk, and it had an impact on me in a really positive way. And that group that was working out that morning that had put together that workout was a group called Faith RX. And I understand one of the founding members recently passed in just a really sudden, crazy event. Just a total aside there. But it really shaped my mind of the community, and in the fact that there were both Christians and non-Christians alike working out in this common place and appreciating and enjoying each other, resting in their differences, and just lifting each other up in a really positive way. And I loved that. And so, that led to a decision to start participating a little bit more in the CrossFit realm and at that gym, and ultimately finishing up at my own gym. But a little bit later that year, so that would have been April, I guess, then 8 weeks later or 6 weeks later, my wife and I had an opportunity to go up to Sun Valley with a friend, and they have a place up there. And so of course we did it, and we were having a good time. And you know, I was kind of disappointed because I'd heard about this Murph Wad and I had been wanting to do it, and I wasn't even sure if I could do it, to be honest, guys. I knew the volume, and I was like, I had never done anything like that. And so I was like, well, you know what, let's look into it. So I checked it out, and Boulder Mountain CrossFit in Haley, Idaho was running the Murph Wad on Monday. And I'm like, maybe I'll do that. Okay, let's check it out. So we get up there, like, totally had butterflies the whole weekend thinking about it. But I did it. I decided to do it. So I went in that day, and it was really neat because growing up ski racing, knew a lot of folks up in that area, and if not by name only, but it was neat because a lot of those same people were there that day, and even some friends that I've had down here in Boise that traveled up there and are living there now. So I mean, it was cool. It was neat from that standpoint, like instant community. But that's the thing that I found and have found about the CrossFit community is that there is an instant community. It's like I'm sure there's gyms that you walk into where people look at you like, hey, you're not from here. But everywhere I've ever been, and I do love to drop in, they're so welcome and so warm, and they want to know where you're from, what you're doing, and they want to wad with you, you know, they want to work out. So, I mean, it's fantastic. So anyway, so I jump in, I do this workout, and it floored me. But of course, there's all these people that I didn't know, and so I'm like, I got to do it anyway. And so I finished it, and it was great, and kind of limped through the rest of the day just because I was in a caloric stupor as well as a physical stupor. But, you know, I was hooked, and so I've done, I guess this will be maybe my fourth this year. Third or fourth, I don't know. And I've done some different varieties. I've never done it RX. I've never done it with a weight vest. I'm not going to do it with a weight vest today. That is the prescribed way. Last year I did it straight through. So, you know, if you don't know what MRF is, it's a 1 mile run followed by a hundred pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 air squats followed by another mile run. And if you don't know the story behind Lieutenant Michael Murphy, I would encourage you to look it up. I mean, it is truly a heroic story of a man who, at the expense of his own life, you know, saved others. And, you know, I know to his family, that's probably, yeah, it's just, it's bold. And it's heroic. It's amazing. And so that's really why we do this. You know, I mentioned that I'm not doing it RX, and I know sometimes it's like RX at all costs. And if you look back, you know, I've got a podcast where I talk about RX and this and that, and some of my thoughts there. You know, with the Hero Wad, it's not about me. It's not about you. You know, it's about the memory of those who have given something of themselves for something greater. And that really, I guess, is what I would just ask. What I will rest in as I go through today, because I'm not in my best shape of the last 12 months at this particular moment in time. I'm cool with that. There's reasons for that. But it's reality. And sometimes it's a hard pill to swallow because there is a competitive piece. But, you know, I'm in the car and I'm heading to the gym right now, not because of me. I'm heading there because of a greater purpose, because it's that opportunity to honor someone whose life has made an impact on mine in a number of ways. So if you're investigating this idea of Murph, by the time you hear this podcast, it actually may be too late for you for this Memorial Day, but you know what? You can do it on other days. There are different ways to do it as well. And I'm actually going to be following up with some stuff on that here. I just wanted to get through today, but I'll be touching on that in the next few days, because I think that it's, you know, just again, that memory, it's like people are like, well, I can't do that. You know, I can't do 100 pull-ups. I can't do 200 push-ups. I can't do 300 air squats. I can't run a mile, whatever. You know, you can, maybe not right now, but you can. And we can work you into that. So there's, you know, you can do fractions of, right? It's a thought that counts. So keep that in mind. So anyway, on this Memorial Day, may you be blessed. I pray that you're safe, that you are comfortable and surrounded by people that you love and care about. I would pray that there's laughter, that there's hope, maybe some tears, but hopefully tears of joy and tears just of excitement for the future, as we think about, you know, times past, and we think about those people in our lives that have given just a little bit more to give us what we have today. So thank you so much. Have a wonderful Memorial Day, and to all our veterans out there that may be listening, thank you for all that you have done for us. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Living Greater Podcast. We hope that you enjoyed the content, and we ask that you please share with your friends and help us spread the word of Living Greater. Have a wonderful day.